Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here in studio on our program. Dwayne Wyrick is with us, and he and some folks down in the Lewis area are going to be having an opportunity to honor and remember here this Saturday, as it's the 20th anniversary of the September 11th, 2001 attack on our country. So we're going to talk a little bit about some of the activities surrounding that. Good morning. How are you?
Good. Doing good.
Good. You are in here today because, you're a pretty good-sized part of this project, it sounds like, on that day where they're going to be showing off some other people have been organizing and kind of getting things together, but they wanted to kind of show off a creation that you've been working on.
Right.
Can you talk a little bit about where that came from?
I started on a project back in January to make a wall of history with American Eagle on it to take to a art show in Grand Rapids, Michigan, the same place I took an eagle 5 years ago. And this is projects like a lot of projects that I've worked on. It keeps growing. Starts out small and gets bigger and bigger. So I've got an 8-foot by 20-foot wall of American history with individual cutout pieces that are going to be bolted to that wall, all the way from George Washington all the way up to our current people on the wall. There's history of agriculture, history of transportation. There's sports and entertainment icons on there, presidents, and on top is a bald eagle holding a bronze cutout of the preamble to the Constitution.
I am not an artistic person, so it always amazes me when I see people's concepts become reality. In your line of work, you have to be pretty creative anyway.
Yeah, most of the time.
But this is maybe a little more so than some of the regular work that you do. Why is this so enjoyable for you?
The first eagle I made it completely out of scrap iron. You know, making something out of nothing, I enjoy. This project has been a little different than that. I mean, there's not a lot of scrap iron on it, but there's a lot of metal parts and a lot of components that takes a lot of thinking to get it figured out. And that's what I like is, you know, figuring out how you're going to do it and this and that. And the end goal in mind is have something that's worth some money for one thing and worth showing for another. And throughout this process, me and a friend of mine decided that maybe we need to incorporate this with the 9/11 event on Saturday. So we're hosting this 9/11 event at our shop on Saturday, along with the Lewis Celebration Committee and the Freedom Rock Committee. And the Freedom Rock's another piece of art, basically, down in Lewis. Mm-hmm. It's a Cass County Freedom Rock that you can come see also.
Yep, very visible, very easy to get to there in Lewis. It's right there by the park.
Right.
Pretty much in the park.
It is in the park.
But yeah, you can see it right there on the corner, and it's an easy opportunity there. But this piece that you've created, what inspired this?
I don't know. I've been thinking about it for a couple of years and wanted to do something after I did that last art piece, and this is what I come up with. I don't know where it come from for sure, but it kind of fits. Didn't have this event on Saturday in mind when I started, but it kind of fits. Mm-hmm. So I'm tickled to show it to people and tickled to have. We're having a lunch down there, mm-hmm. a light lunch for the veterans and the first responders, firemen, free lunch for them. Anybody else is sure welcome. We're going to have a free will offering for that if they're willing to do that. So we're going to have homemade ice cream, brats, chips, a drink, you know, just something simple. And then come and go as they please.
Sure. And I'll just tell you up front now, if you're worried because it's the same day as the big game, this is from 10 to 2. You'll be home in time to enjoy the game.
Exactly.
All right. Very good. Want to make sure we get that out of the way right away so nobody's discouraged by coming by.
Yep.
Now, this is going to be part of an art competition up in Michigan. Tell me about that.
This competition in Grand Rapids is called Art Prize. It's the world's largest art contest. The first year I was up there 5 years ago, there was 1,500 entries. This year, there's like just shy of 1,000, between 800 and 1,000. I haven't heard the exact number, a little less, but there, it's the world's largest art contest and quite a bit of prize money involved. They got a different way of awarding prize money this year that's hard to a little bit understand, but it's a great event. You know, art is a big thing up there mm-hmm. in Grand Rapids. So I'm excited to be there. And one things I'm really excited about is back in June when they were starting to pick art to be at different venues, I got an email from the Gerald Ford Presidential Museum wanted this project there. And so I was pretty tickled because that's the best place to be in Grand Rapids.
Wow.
It's got the biggest parking lot. Everybody parks there to go not only to the Presidential Museum, but everywhere else downtown. Mm-hmm. So it's a good place to be. And I'm pretty tickled to be there. And so just that is a win for me, to be honest with you. So,
well, and now it's your business. It's your industry. I mean, you understand all this stuff. So the creativity, the artistry that's involved, you get. Most folks, when they think of art, welding projects, metal projects are probably not the first things they think of.
You're right there. You're right. You're right, because 90% of the projects up there are probably just paintings or a wood carving, something small, simple, something that hangs on the wall, sits on your desk. Mm-hmm. This project doesn't sit on your desk.
Well, it could, but you'd have to have a really big desk.
It's going to weigh right at 5,000 pounds.
Oh, wow.
When we're done. The wall itself weighs 4,660. Yeah. And the little pieces in the Eagle, it's going to be right at 5,000 pounds. So it's probably going to be one of the biggest projects up there.
Well, and you were showing me some pictures of the project along the way, just the wall itself. Right. And then as you start to develop some of the things, as some of those items start to show up on the wall. Because it's not like an etching. It's not some sort of painting. Mm-hmm. These are actual pieces that are all put together. The wall is there, and you've got these other pieces.
Right.
Some that are plasma cut. There are different types of ways that you've done all this.
Some are plasma cut, CNC plasma cut. Some of them are laser cut. Mm-hmm. The preamble, the bronze preamble that the Eagle is holding on to is water jet cut, which I hired that done. I bought the bronze, and I had a water jet company water jet cut that. It's got all kinds of wording on it, so it's, you know, there's probably at least 100 words on there, pretty intricate. So it's pretty neat.
So now you're going to take it. It's going to be available for viewing Saturday. Right. You're going to take it up to Michigan for the art show.
On Sunday.
What happens after that? Hopefully it gets sold someplace where a lot of folks can enjoy it.
I entered it into an online auction, first thing they've done this year.
Okay.
So I entered it into an online auction. We'll see how that goes. I can put a base bid on it or whatever, but it's new this year, so we'll see how that goes.
You know, maybe the Gerald Ford Museum might be interested. Well, who knows?
It's very, very, very possible.
Yeah.
I've got somebody locally that's kind of interested in it too.
Yeah.
So it's where I built an Eagle for a guy that, He's interested in this one too. So,
you know, you see a lot of interest in stuff like that though these days. I mean, there are all kinds of different types of artistry other than just, you know, paintings on the wall or sculptures or whatever. Mm-hmm. When you think about sculptures, it could be almost anything. It could be wood, it could be metal, it could be plastics, all kinds of things.
Exactly. Yeah.
And folks are getting more into some of those things and really looking at some larger pieces these days.
Right.
So this might be a little large to place in your living room.
Yeah.
You'd have to have a pretty big house.
Or even your front yard.
Perhaps. Yeah.
But there's going to be a place for it, I'll guarantee you.
Oh, absolutely.
There will be a place for it. So.
Folks will be pretty amazed when they take a look. I mean, you're tooting your own horn here.
I hope so, kind of. I hope so.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's been quite a bit of work. I'm about done. I'm glad I'm about done.
You know, when you talk about doing a piece that's kind of a timeline of American history, oh, gosh, where do you cut that off?
Exactly.
Because you could use a ton of things. Did you have a certain criteria, or were you kind of filling
it
as you go?
I was on the internet, pulled up black and white silhouettes. Mm-hmm. I knew that would be fairly simple to cut out, and just picked and choose. I eliminated some I didn't think quite fit. I added some later that I thought fit better. It was just kind of just a guessing game, really, to start out with. But they all kind of fit. There's 25 of the night. There's 91 pieces on there.
Okay.
25 are people that you could put a name to if you can recognize them. And I think that's kind of interesting. You look through there and you can put a name to 25 of them.
Sure. It's not just a list of the presidents on there, all their faces. It's some that were landmark presidents, different through some through time.
Yep.
You mentioned there's a kind of a history of agriculture there. There's a history of transportation.
It's got a
just
horse,
a human history.
Yes, it's got a horse-drawn plow all the way up to a four-wheel drive John Deere combine on the other end. So. And then same way with the transportation, you know, it's got horse and covered wagon all the way up to an electric car on there. So
a little of everything.
Anyway, yeah, a little bit of everything.
You're going to see your life flash before your eyes right there in front of you in metal.
It's been very interesting and be curious to see what happens in the end.
Yeah, well, and that's your one chance because, like you said, the very next day it's It's in Michigan. So
Saturday night, we'll be loaded on a trailer, and I'm headed to Michigan.
Off and running, so very good. Well, again, that's part of the day. They hope that you come on by on this Saturday, September 11th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and that'll be a light lunch, and that'll be for current first responders, law enforcement, veterans, and then the public is invited as well for a free will offering. Just a way to say thank you to those who matter and those who help us, and to mark the 20th anniversary of that tough day on September 11th, 2001. Lewis Celebration Committee, the Cass County Freedom Rock Committee, and of course, Wyrick Welding Plus, all helping to do that here this year. So hope folks come out and enjoy a part of their day and just have an opportunity to kind of visit a little bit and thank some of the folks that help us out so much. And take in this piece, because it's very interesting. I've seen the pictures. I can't wait to see the actual piece.
Yep.
Very
It'll
good.
Be good.
Well, Dwayne, thanks for coming by and sharing. And, boy, thanks for all the work. How many hours you put into it?
Oh, I'd hate to guess.
Let's not go there.
600 plus.
Wow. Yeah, it takes a little
bit
of time.
It's hard to tell.
Yeah, well, it's certainly hopefully worth it.
Oh, yeah, it will be.
Very good. All right.
It will be.
Thank you so much.
Yep, thank you.